Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechta Zerich in Perik Beis, Mishnah Vav, Ein Peichasin Mishnei Masa Levim, I'm the Maladuchin, you never have less than 12 Levim, standing on the Duchin. Duchin means the platform, that's how we call Birchas Kanim Duchinim, because the Kanim is to stand on the platform and bench Klal Yisrael. But there was always at least 12 Levim standing on the Duchin. Could it be more than 12? Zagt der Mishnah Masifin Ad Li Oilam. You can add as many Levim as you'd like. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, ein Katan nichnas le'azara la'avayda, a Levi who is still a Katan, that means under Bar Mitzvah, he can't enter the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash to any of the Avayda that Levim do. And that would include, says the Bar Tanura, to sweep up the Azara, or lock the doors. But there was an exception. When could Katanim come in? Ella, except when the Levim are standing in song, there the children join in. These Ketanim, they wouldn't join with the musical instruments, navel or the kinar. But they would help along with the singing. Because a child's voice always adds something sweet to the choir. Even today, sometimes singers have little children singing along next to them. Can they litain tevel bani'ima, in order to add like a harmony? Tevel is like a spice, but it means a harmony to the singing that the Levim sang in the Beis HaMikdash. The Bar Tanura explains that a child's voice is on a much higher pitch, so if it's done right, it adds to the koil of the Levim. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, ein oilin leminyan. We allow the Ketanim to sing. But when we said before 12 Levim, that does not include the Ketanim. Furthermore, ve'ein oim demal haduchen, they don't stand on the duchen, on the stone platform, together with the other Levim, when they're singing. Ela ba'aretzaya oim den, rather they would stand on the ground. The Rasheyen and the heads of the little children were mimi bein ragli ha'levim. What this means is, the little children stood on the floor in front of the duchen, so it looked like that their heads were standing between the legs of the levim. The soyerei halevim ha'inekroyin, and they were called like troublemakers of the levim. They caused them tsar. What was the tsar? What were they doing wrong? They were singing. Yeah, but the older levim would feel we can't sing as sweetly as these little children. Okay, so we learned in our Mishnah, never less than 12 levim standing on the duchen. That was the stone platform that stretched across the main courtyard. Bar Tanura says, what's the cheshbon of 12? 9 were for the 9 kinoiros, 2 for the 2 nevalim, and 1 for that symbol that they would clap together. A katan did not come into the azara to do the avaida. That's a small levi before his bar mitzvah, not even to sweep up or to lock the doors. But when the levim stood on the dichem bashir, they stood on the floor. They didn't join in playing the instruments, but they did sing along because the child's voice added a certain sweetness. Eliezer and Yaakov told us they don't count for the number 12. You have to have 12 the sides of the children. And in a way, this was a pressure on the older ones because they felt, oh, they felt a certain sorrow. We can't sing and make it as sweet as the little children do. So in other words, that motivated the Levim to say, we have to be more like a little child. We can't be too smart. Little child has a much higher level of amunah, of tumimus. It was Mechayev de Levim to say, we're here serving Hashem, we're like children. That's just the drush. But Pashtis, they felt bad, they couldn't sing as nice.